We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the big story in town is that we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft and from the Commanders picking a quarterback at number two. Jay Gruden has been studying the film, analyzing all of the QBs in this class. We wanted to get him on to tap into his expertise on these prospects. So, Jay, I guess let's begin with the idea that this quarterback class is deeper and more special than the vast majority are. And because of that, the Commanders almost have to grab one at number two. What is your take on this class broadly from a quarterback perspective?
Well, there's some talented guys for sure. There's a lot of different flavors too. You know, you got your guys that are true drop back guys like Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy probably. And you got some athletic guys like Jaden Daniels. You got some ad lib guys like Caleb Williams and big guys like Drake May. So it's kind of pick your poison. And I think Commanders are in a great spot to get a really good player at that pick at number two. And they will get one because they all show flash of being able to play. You know, it's just a matter of getting them out there as a rookie and seeing how they do.
Okay, if Caleb Williams goes 1-1, which is, I don't want to say it's in Sharpie just yet, but it's close, right? It's been drafted maybe in pencil, and they're tracing over it in Sharpie right now. So if he's off the board, who do you like best? Who does Jay Gruden like best, number two for Washington?
I like Jaden personally. I just think that he has an elite trait, and that's his speed. And I think he's gotten better as a passer the last 5 years from Arizona State. 3 years and then to LSU. Obviously had some better players around him at LSU, but his completion percentage has gone up. I've been impressed the way he stays in the pocket and can get to his second and third progression, throw it accurately. He doesn't have a natural gifted arm, but he has athletic traits that are very good, and he does have a strong enough arm to get the ball to the right people. And I see him do some good things inside the pocket and outside the pocket. You know, the biggest concern you have on him is his ability to stay healthy, because for him to be a special player in the NFL, he's got to utilize his legs. He's going to take some hits.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny. A couple of the precursors for NFL struggles over the years, statistically, that really worry me about Daniels, who I'd be happy with as well, but we'll pick the nits on all these guys as we go. He doesn't throw to the middle of the field almost ever, and he turns a lot of pressures into sacks at an alarming rate. The guys that have turned pressures into sacks in college at the same rate as him have almost all kind of bombed in the league. What would you be diving into trying to figure out in those two regards as you studied him, and how much pause would that give you?
A little bit. I think every quarterback in this draft you can have pause with, really, if you think about it. There's no slam dunks in here. Caleb Williams is the most gifted thrower for sure. It's not even close. And after that, I think everybody else has a little bit of a area of concern. And obviously Jaden does take some sacks. He takes some big hits for sure. But you're banking on the upside and the ability that he can get you out of trouble, and he can make a short, you know, run into a long run. He'll help the running game with Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson a lot, because defenses are going to have to keep a guy and account for him. Where there's a defensive end, a outside linebacker, a safety down in the box, he's going to have to account for him, which will get the offensive lineman a hat on a hat a lot of times, and that'll help out the running game tremendously. So Yeah, I think the sacks are a concern, but I just think that 5 years of football for him, he's improved every year. He made some big-time throws. He's won a Heisman Trophy, played in the SEC. I just think that he's the best of the bunch after Caleb.
So, Jay, one more on Jaden Daniels here. You mentioned the thing that scares me. Grant's scared of the sacks, and he's got some great data to kind of address that. For me, it's those hits, that slight frame and some of the shots that he took. You know, what kind of conversations would you need to have with him before you drafted him about that at the next level where guys are probably looking for that kill shot, right, to knock you out for weeks?
Yeah, it's tough. He's had over 3,000 yards rushing, 1,100 yards as last year. So you can't take that away from him because that's what makes him great. If you're going to say, okay, we want you to stay in the pocket and slide every time, then I'd go ahead and take J.J. McCarthy or Drake May or Michael Penix Jr. The reason why you're taking him is his ability to run and make the huge play with his legs. But he has to do a good job, and it's on Jaden. It's really not on the coaches. It's on Jaden to protect himself. And he has to understand if he's taking number two, he's got the franchise's keys in his pocket. He's the leader, and it's his job to take care of himself.
Correct me if I heard this wrong, but I heard you comp Jaden Daniels somewhere to like a rich man's Josh Johnson or something like that. And everyone went crazy.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
He looks like Josh when he runs. Because Josh was a straight up, Josh was about 6'4", very slenderly built, straight line runner, and he could really run. But obviously, Jaden's a much better passer than Josh. But, Josh's a pretty good runner now. He played 15 years, not like he's a scrub. He did some good things. If Josh had better arm talent, like as far as he had strong arm, if he had more arm accuracy, he would have been a pretty good quarterback in the NFL. He just wasn't quite accurate enough, but he was a smart kid and could really run. But just the way they looked in the pocket and the way they took off and run down the field, they looked a lot alike. They don't play alike, but they look alike.
How close is Daniels versus May for you? And then go into your May evaluation.
It's close. Like I said, it just depends on what type. May's a bigger guy. I compare him to, in college anyway, to Josh Allen, because Josh Allen was about a 56% completion percentage guy at Wyoming. Didn't have a lot of great weapons around him. Drake lost, Josh Downs to the Colts. And then last year, he wasn't quite as effective. Didn't have the good receivers to really throw to. The offensive line wasn't very good, but he's a big guy. He's not quite as big as Josh, but both of them have accuracy issues coming out. They have a big upside. He's not quite, he's a good player. He played for a professional style offense. I just think with his accuracy issues, he's going to take a little bit of time. I don't think he's a guy that can walk in day one and lead your franchise like CJ Stroud did. Because CJ's got elite accuracy, Drake doesn't have that right now, but he's a good player, and he'd be worth a pick at 3 or 4 for sure. And at 2, really. I wouldn't really be shocked if he went 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever. I just think that it depends on what the coordinator wants and the head coach wants, because all these guys have good qualities and they all have things they need to work on.
Jay, I've heard a million different things when it comes to this, and would love your perspective as a guy that played the position, coached the position, and then coached the highest level. How correctable are some of those accuracy issues? In other words, if it's because his feet are in the wrong spot, you could put his feet in the right spot. Or is it the type of thing where you go, there's only so much we can do, you lead the horse to water and he's got a drink? Like, if you're looking at May, how correctable quickly are some of those accuracy issues for you?
Well, you could help him, give him some easy throws to help his accuracy early. You can get him some quick completions, early completions that are most quarterbacks can complete. And then when it comes to down the field things, and try to get him a good pocket, get him good protection, let him step in and throw it. He didn't have very good protection, in fairness to Drake, but even at his pro day when nobody was rushing, he missed some throws and that he has to make. But just hope that with fundamentals and a lot of reps, he's only 21 years old, that he will get better. Some quarterbacks do, some quarterbacks don't, but you're working on his feet. You're working on his, so much as throwing motion. I don't like messing with quarterbacks throwing motion this late in their career, but mainly their feet. Where they stand, how they step into throw, all those things you can work on. Throwing on the run, right and left, stepping up, throwing off balance, different arm angles, all those things, just rep, and hopefully it'll get better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our guest is Jay Gruden. You're listening to Grant and Danny breaking down the top quarterback prospects in this class. Mechanics. Is that a reason to maybe move a guy down the draft board? Like, is my logic correct when I say if you don't have a physical trait or an attribute, arm strength, athleticism, whatever it is, I can't draft you. But mechanics I can fix as a coach. Like, if he gets lazy with his footwork or something and it leads to bad accuracy, that's fine. That's not something I'm not drafting you for. I can fix that. Is that fair or no?
Yeah, for sure. That's something with Jaden Daniels. You know, you watch him. When he gets lazy and he throws off his back foot, he doesn't have that arm talent like Aaron Rodgers or you know, all those guys that can throw off their back foot, and Patrick Mahomes and different arm angles. Jaden needs to step into the throw. He needs to have his weight underneath him and step forward through the throw. When he misses easy completions, when he throws off his back foot and his arm just kind of glides through the ball, he doesn't have the same whip as a lot of these guys have. But, yeah, those things you can work on all the time, continue to preach. But when there's a dirty pocket, these guys are eventually going to have to throw off their back foot, and you have to work on that a little bit as well. But some guys are much better at that than others, and like Caleb Williams is as good as anybody at it. Jaden's not quite there yet.
Is there a system fit just in terms of, you know, the offensive philosophy or design, whether it be West Coast, air raid, anything in between, that would fit Daniels or May better?
I don't know. I just think you have to get him in there and look at his skill set. Obviously, what he did at LSU. LSU did some professional pro-style concepts of three-level throws. He's really good at the play actions. He sees the field very good. The four verticals he can see very good. He can hold safeties with his eyes and rip the seam ball across the middle. He does throw across the middle a little bit, Grant.
Jay, say he does it very little. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah, no, you're right. They had two pretty good receivers outside, and they did do some inside stuff, but not a lot. They focus more on the outside lane type stuff, the fade stops, the go balls, the slot fades. That's what they really liked. I just think once you get him to building, you find out with concepts that he's comfortable with and can like, and then obviously with the people around him. He's going to have Terry McLaurin and some good receivers and Doxson to throw to, and just see what he can handle in OTAs and training camp, and just keep giving him more and more and see what he can do.
Jay, you mentioned some of the guys on the outside. They had two first-round picks. In fact, two guys that are probably going to go in the top 12 or 13 at wide receiver. I'm not holding that against him, because I look at Joe Burrow, who had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, and he went 1-1, and he ended up being a star. But it's got to be part of the conversation, right? I mean, if you look at, like, wide-open deep balls, I mean, he had the highest number of wide-open passes down the field of any quarterback in the league. How did you evaluate that when you were looking at QBs?
Yeah, you're right. Like Drake May, had he played at LSU, would he have the same numbers as Jaden? Probably not rushing the football, but obviously throwing the ball, he might have. And that's something you have to take into consideration. You know, it's a very difficult process in evaluating these guys and putting these guys in different systems. And okay, now let's see how they do. You're going to have pressure in his face and some receivers that aren't quite as good, and tight end is not quite as good, or whatever it might be. how can that quarterback make our team better? And what can we do to make that quarterback comfortable in our scheme? And that's what coaching's all about. And then players, how they handle new terminology and reading defenses at the NFL level and picking up blitzes, adjusting protections. There's so much that goes on, and some of these guys can't handle it, and some guys can handle a lot better. That's why they're more successful. I mean, it's no science. I mean, look at the first-round failures over the last 10 years. There's a lot of them.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. Jay, what do you got J.J. McCarthy? How does he fit into this?
J.J. is an interesting guy. You know, he wasn't asked to do a whole lot. You know, he's got one loss as a starter. In 2 years as a starter, he's about similar. You know, 65% 1 year, 72% the next year. He's right under 3,000 yards, 22 touchdowns each year. He's only thrown 9 interceptions. He's very consistent at what he does. He does what the team asks him to do, and was very productive and won a lot of games. So it's hard to fault that, but it's also hard to say, I'm going to trade up and take this guy because there's a lot of things that we haven't seen him do come from behind. You know, 2 touchdowns from behind. Let's bring your team back. And known passing situations. They were in the lead almost all the time when they played, so he didn't have to do a whole lot as far as comebacks and known passing situations against the blitz. So, yeah, it's sight unseen, but very productive. I kind of compared him a little bit to Alex Smith. Just do what the offense dictates, do what defense dictates, get the ball to the right people, and win a lot of games, and that's what he's done.
In a world where there was no Daniels or no May, could you feel good about taking McCarthy too, or is that still excessive? It seems like he's going top 5. I'm wondering, like, how much of a reach is that, in your opinion, for his profile?
I think it's a little bit of a reach, personally. You know, I think it depends on other quarterbacks that are in a draft. Are there any second, third, or fourth rounders that you might get that can maybe come in and compete? Who's the guy on your roster right now if you don't get a quarterback that can lead your team? Maybe you can get a superstar at another position, a Marvin Harrison Jr. or whoever it might be, a starting tackle or whatever it might be. You have to look at all that. It's very hard for me. I still think moving up to get him is a reach, but teams are desperate right now for quarterbacks. And if you don't move up and get them, who are you going to get at 11 or 15 or whatever it might be? So if they feel like he's head and shoulders better than, you know, a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix Jr. or Tua's brother, then, yeah, you got to trade up and get him because otherwise you'll be stuck without a quarterback.
Jay, what's your board look like? I don't know that we've asked you. So, obviously, it's Williams, Daniels. Is May 3rd? And then are any of the other guys above McCarthy, or do you have him above Penix and Nix?
It's kind of like everybody else, you know, really. I probably put McCarthy ahead of Drake May. Penix, I kind of like Penix a little bit more than everybody else, despite his knee injuries. I like the way he throws the ball within the pocket. Penix is a guy, if you have a couple of good receivers, if you have good guys around him, I think he can be pretty good early. He's played a lot of football as well, been very productive, thrown from the pocket a lot. He's one guy that has not had to get outside the pocket, not had to do it a lot of off-schedule plays. He puts the ball in tight locations. He's got good receivers as well now. But he can put the ball in spots that not many people can do it as far as a true drop back guy is. So I like him a little bit. I just worry about his knee. I'd have to check that out. But none of these guys I've talked to, I haven't seen any of them on the board talking ball. How much do they love ball? What's their commitment like going to be? I'm just basing mine on what I see on film. And Michael can really rip it. So I'd probably put Michael at 4, Drake at 5, and then Wells. That's
about it. Yeah, Bo Nix after that.
Bo Nix after that, yeah.
Wait, so you went Penix and McCarthy over Drake May?
Yeah. I it would be a long discussion. I'd have to check the physical attributes for Penix. He did run a 4.5 at the combine, which shocked the hell out of me. You know, I thought he's a slow quarterback, yeah, the way he plays the pocket. But that was impressive to me. I just like the way he throws the football. He's more accurate than all those other than Drake May. And how many times are you going to have Drake May run quarterback powers? If he's a guy that's going to be a quarterback run type guy where you can design quarterback runs for him, which I think he can, he's only 223 pounds. He's not like Josh Allen at 250, 255, or Cam Newton at 260. You know, Lamar has it, but he doesn't have the shiftiness of like Lamar Jackson. So, you know, those are certain things you have to look at. What kind of offense are you going to run with Drake? Are you going to be more of a, you know, quarterback power, 2 tight ends, physical running team, and then hit some play actions with them? Then sure, Drake May. If you want to spread them out and throw the ball a lot, you know, Tua is a lot like Penix, in my opinion. They're both left-handed. They both throw from the pocket. They're both very accurate with the deep ball. So if you want a guy like Tua, you take a guy like Penix. you know, if you want to try to get the upside of a Josh Allen and hopefully Drake May can grow into his stature, get bigger, get stronger, get a little bit more accurate. There's a lot of good things to like about Drake. I think Drake has a higher ceiling than Michael, but will he get there or not? I hate that dreaded word potential. It's the dreaded P word. Potential gets coaches fired. But right now what I've seen on film, Penix has been a lot more productive than Drake May in the last couple of years.
Is the fact that he's left-handed, would that bother you? Because it seems like there's a bias. Like, you don't see many left-handed quarterbacks anymore, Jay. Is that some kind of inconvenience?
No, I don't know why that would be. I don't think it is. You just have to change your play calls as a play caller. A lot of things are right-handed as a play caller. You just got to flip them over a little bit, your bootlegs back to the left and all that stuff. But that shouldn't be that hard. And he can throw boots on the right. And there's a lot of things that he hadn't been asked to do either. You know, there's a lot of the run game play actions and bootlegs that I think Michael would be good at because, you know, we saw what he ran at the combine and throwing on the run. I think he can do that. So, you know, I don't know. I just I got a little thing for Michael just because the way he throws the ball within the pocket. He didn't look very good the last game when the pressure was on him. He took a lot of hits and a couple sacks. He kind of looked ordinary in the last game. But overall in his career, I think from Indiana to Washington, he's done a great job. I love quarterbacks that improve a lot throughout their career. Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, and even Bo Nix improved a ton from Auburn to Oregon. So he's another guy you have to keep an eye on.
Hey, Jay, before we let you go, and I don't know if you have anything, but I like asking people for draft day stories or anything kind of the behind-the-scenes fun of guys maybe you almost ended up with or debates that were had, anything that comes to mind from your time here in the draft room with Washington that would be fun for listeners.
Oh, shoot, there's been a lot. You know, I think probably the most memorable is when we were supposed to take Brian Keller Ryan Kelly from Indianapolis, the center. That's the year we got Josh Doctson in the pick before. We were getting ready to pick. We had Ryan Kelly all ready to go, and everybody was convinced nobody's going to take Ryan Kelly. And sure enough, Indianapolis takes Ryan Kelly with the 16th pick. And I remember Scott McLuhan almost breaking his hand on the table. And I was like, all righty, now where are we going to go now?
Here we go.
Did we take the big kid from Alabama, Derrick Henry? No. We got him in the second. All right, we got to get a receiver, and the only one up there was Doctson, so we took Josh.
And you guys moved back, right? Didn't you move back a couple picks?
I think one pick.
I think we did. Yeah. It was a rough stretch there. We had a couple. You know, for sure we're gonna get this guy, and it didn't work out. You know, just you know, my dad always told me, it only takes one team to ruin your day. If you think you're gonna get a guy, you better take him when you can. But we had a lot of those that came up.
That's great. Jay, always awesome to chat with you, buddy. Really appreciate the time and info, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.